The following message is brought to you by Charles L. King Jr., pastor of First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If you need additional information, visit firstbaptistchurchwch.org.
And amen. If you're physically able to stand, I'm going to ask that you would please do so. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm not here because I've been so good. I'm not here because I've doubted every I know, have I crossed every T. But we serve a God who is faithful. We serve a God who is holy. And we thank God. Matthew, the 6th chapter, one verse. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 today. Matthew 6, 33 today. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. If you're physically able to stand, I'm going to ask you to do so. If you are cannot, we certainly would not take that as any form of disrespect. But just in case you're wondering, we don't stand for me. We stand for the one who's worthy to be standing of. We stand in the honor and the reading of the word of the Most High God. Matthew 6 and 33, it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." I'll say it again. It says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Last Sunday, as the Lord blessed us to hear a word from Minister Byron Keeling, as I sat on the pew and I let him know, I said, you know, I began to smile, and it had nothing to do with my affirming or anything, how he's doing or whatever. That's the Holy Spirit's job. My job, my smile had to do with the fact that I knew what the Lord had put in my heart and was asking me to prepare for him this week. So on last week, when her sermon title, because I didn't know it until he said it, his title was, "Let Him Do It." I said, amen. But in order for you to let him do it, on today with your prayers and by the aid of the Holy Spirit, we're going to have to consider this subject, let God be first. Come on, somebody. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, let God be first. Turn to somebody else and say, neighbor, let God be first. You may be seated in the presence of our God. Yeah, let him do it, but let God be first. It's a continuum. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Confirms itself. Amen, amen, amen. My brothers and my sisters, I would contend that our modern day culture, our nation, and even modern day church has not taken this statement to heart. Let God be first. Society and even the church in some respect has pushed God so far back in the operating procedures of life that it's almost as if he's not there at all. As a result, I don't know if you think so or not, but as a result in our society today, sin seems to be running amok. Come on, somebody. We have right being called wrong, and we have wrong being called right. We have kids carrying guns to school, mothers killing the children, fathers killing entire families, kids killing their parents, terrorists, foreign and domestic, come on somebody, attacking America. Road rage is still a constant threat. The chasm of racism and classism is as wide and as deep as it's ever been in our nation's history, all in the name of patriotism. Come on, somebody. Homosexuality is ever increasing. Can't even turn on your television sets anymore without seeing some form of it in just about every show, series, or sitcom on just about every channel, to include Disney and Nickelodeon. Come on, somebody. Men marrying and partnering up with men, women marrying and partnering up with women, hiding behind the premise that you never know who you fall in love with. Lord, help me to stand tall in this house. The moral and ethical standard that this country was built upon has become obsolete. Statement of belief of being one nation under God, that at one time, you remember, it used to be recited every day by children in school. That has now become a punishable crime to even mention these days. Man has taken the law and twisted it in such a way that now the it's unlawful to be right and lawful to be wrong. But not only that, it seems like every diabolical thing is happening in and around the world. But my brothers and my sisters, those things are not just out in the world. Those things have crept their way right into the church. And not only have they crept their way into the church, they're being allowed to prevail, Lampkin, because folk are letting anything happen in the church, all in the name of attendance, all in the name of trying to pump up the pews. Come on, somebody. And the reason all of that is going on today, right in front of us, right up under our nose, is because we have failed to let God be first. But can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? Let God be first. It's a declarative statement that we all can agree with. We say amen to it. We advise people to do it. Brother, let God be first. Sister, let God be first. We teach it and we preach it, and we even repeat it every time we stand up for testimony service. First, giving honor to God. Y'all ain't with me in here. First, giving honor to God, who is the head of my life. And I'm not here to make fun of anybody. Come on, somebody. But I need to understand, if we understand everything we say in church, do we really understand what it means? Let God be first. Well, let me go to the modern day dictionary. The dictionary said the word let, it means to allow, to permit, to acknowledge, to afford the opportunity. The word be, exist, be present, to be real and alive. First, to be head of, the original, to be before all in preference. I'm teaching in this house. It's the beginning, foremost. Let God be first. In other words, to allow, to permit, to acknowledge God, to exist, be present, to be real and alive, to be the head of, the original, to be before all in preference to something else. Turn to somebody and say, let God be first. But you see, here's the problem. Here it is, because although God is God, God is God, the creator of all that is, and all power in heaven and in earth is in his hands, we need to realize today that he will neither forcefully acquire the position of being first, even though he requires it in our lives. I just said something right there. I'm going to say it again. I said, although God is the God, the creator of all that is, and all power in heaven and earth is in his hands, realizing here today, come on somebody, that he will never forcefully acquire the position of being first, even though he requires it. You need me to back it up? Here it is. God said in Exodus 20, verse 3, the first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods. Come on, somebody. No other gods before me. In other words, his requirement is to be first, but he will not force his way in a position of being first upon us. Therefore, you need to understand the ability, responsibility, and capability of God being first. It falls within each and every one of our own abilities. Here's the problem that we have in letting God be first is that, Miller, we are wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in this flesh. Come on, somebody. Oh, Jesus. God Almighty. Paul said in Romans 7 and 18, he says, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh. You got any Bible readers in here? Dwelleth no good thing. In other words, I'm about to drop a nugget in here right for somebody. You need to understand, if you're taking notes, write this down. The flesh is not subject to God. The flesh is under the control of the mind. Good God Almighty. I know. I said the flesh, come on somebody, is not subject to God. The flesh is under the control of the mind. I'm going to fix it. Therefore, if the mind wants something, it tells the flesh, it says, watch it now. Wouldn't it be nice to have that, whatever that is? Listen, you heard me say this before, fellas. Listen, I don't care if it's four wheels or two heels. Come on, somebody. The flesh said, the mind says to the flesh, wouldn't it be nice to have that? Don't worry, brothers. I'm not going to leave the sisters out. Sisters, I don't care if it's a new purse, new shoes, or a new boo. Come on, somebody. The mind says to the flesh, wouldn't it be nice to have that? Then guess what happens? The flesh, good God Almighty, now gets the desire for whatever it is that your mind just said it's nice to have. Y'all ain't getting it. Wait a minute. Come here, Eve. Genesis 3:6. And when the woman, I'm in the Bible, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant, good God Almighty, to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, the Bible says she took the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave it also to her husband with her, and he did eat. Listen, if the mind wants something, come on somebody, it tells the flesh gets a desire for whatever that something is. Care nothing about folks sitting in here sanctimonious and prude. I'm talking to you too. Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now let me get back to that statement. Let me get back to that statement that the flesh is not subject to God. The flesh is under the control of the mind. I'm going to fix it. That's why the Bible says in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. That's because Jesus' mind was to do the will of his Father, and his flesh was in subjection to his mind. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9:27, he says, but I keep under my body, I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. You'd better make sure to bring this flesh under subjection of your mind, and you better make sure your mind is stayed on Jesus. Amen. See, Fitzgerald, our nature, our tendency is to indulge the flesh, to allow our profession, our social acceptance, our livelihoods, our comforts, our pleasures, the opportunity to be satisfied. People spend so much time trying to ensure that they meet the right people, drive the right car, wear the right clothes, have the right accessories, attend the right social functions, impress the right people, operate in the proper arenas so that the social elite of the world just might take notice of them. We diligently and meticulously strive for popularity and prosperity. Why? Because it's the human conception. It's based on a belief that that's what it takes to be blessed. But the problem is we getting the source confused with the resource. So what happens is we spend all of this energy trying to reach unattainable expectations. Spend all of our energy on entertainment, also that the flesh can be satisfied. then what happens, what little we have left, come on somebody, we then offer that up to God, Brown. That is, if the flesh isn't too tired. Do me a favor and elbow your neighbor and say, you're looking tired. Come on somebody. Amen, amen, amen. The important thing that we all must realize is that the flesh will never be completely satisfied. And no matter what we have, what we achieve, no matter what your name is, no matter who knows your name, no matter how much success you get, the only way you're going to be truly blessed is you're going to have to let God be first. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You see the mentality of this world, the mentality of our society, is they want to get all these things first. And then if you have time, then you seek God. Now don't get me wrong. Come on, somebody. Don't get me wrong, because there's nothing wrong with having material things. But it just matters the what you got to keep it in the proper order. It's the organization. 3 John verse 2, you know there's only one chapter. Come on, somebody. 3 John verse 2 says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Listen, God wants his people. He wants his people to be prosperous. He wants his people to be in good health. But first, he wants us to have much power. First, he wants us to have much anointing. First, he wants us to have much wisdom and understanding. Most of all, he wants it to be well with our soul. Know about you, but you know that song. When peace like a river, come on somebody, attendeth my way. When sorrows like a sea billow roll. Whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, come on somebody, though trials should come, lest this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. My sin on the bliss of this glorious thought. Come on, somebody. My sin, not in part, but the whole. It now is nailed to the cross. And I bear no more. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. And the Lord hastes the day when the fainting shall be sight. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. See, the reason why so many people are dying spiritually, which leads to so many other things. I heard it said other, talking about the mental health. I get it. But your mental health is tied to your spiritual health. Come on, somebody. Listen, listen, listen. There's reason why so many people are dying spiritually, which leads to so many other things mentally, emotionally, relationally, even physically. Listen, when your spirit isn't right, it will affect every area in your life. You make no mistake about it. The reason why so many people are dying spiritually, why so many people are spiritually sick, is because they failed to let God be first. And they leave themselves open to the attacks of the devil. See, we have this concept. As I get ready, I'm not going to keep y'all long. I just want to stand on this point. However, we have this concept that everywhere you go, take God with you. And we teach that thing. We say, everywhere you go, take God with you. We preach it and we teach it. Everywhere you go, take God with you. And that's exactly what we do. So what happens is, the problem with that is, we decide, come on somebody, where we want to go. We decide what we want to do. And the problem is we trying to drag God into everything that we want to do, into everything, everywhere we want to go. We grab God by the hand, and there's some stuff God said, you bet not go in there. There's some stuff God said, you bet not go talk to that. And God has said, no, I'm not going in there. But God can't stop you from doing what you want to do. So instead, we need God to grab us by the hand and lead us. Come on, somebody. Instead of having the concept, I'm about to turn this thing around. Everywhere you go, take God with you. What we need to understand in the concept is where he leads me. Come on, somebody. Where he leads me, I will follow. We must let God be in his proper position in our lives. And that is first. You see, when you fail to understand your position and your relationship with God, you're going to find yourself trying to do what only God can do. Come on, somebody. Too many people in church are so confused. They're depressed. They're discouraged and they're unable to praise God the way we were created to do. Why? Because they don't understand their position and their relationship with God. Too many people are spending so much energy trying to bless themselves, trying to answer their own questions, trying to answer their own prayers, trying to solve their own problems. And if you could do that, guess what? Then you wouldn't need God. Good God Almighty. Yeah, but Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. He said, I am the vine and you are the branches. Therefore, when you understand your position and your relationship with God, then all you got to do is stay connected to the vine. Then you know your deliverance is in the vine. Your joy is in the vine. Your peace is in the vine. And all you have to do is seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. When you let God be first, when you let God be first, things that used to get on your nerves don't get on your nerves like they used to. When you let God be first, folk that used to get up under your skin can't get up under your skin, not like they used to. When you let God be first, you come to recognize that even everything that's going on in the world, you when bad news comes, you can still have joy. Oh, you know what is breaking loose in your life? Husband left. Wife done ran out. Kids are strung out. Kids are acting up. Cars repossessed. Your house is next. Your job is gone. Bills past due and overdue. Sickness in your body. The point is, with everything that you got going on in your life right now, yeah, you should have lost your mind a long time ago. Oh, but because you have let God be first in your life, you can actually praise God like you've lost your mind. Good God Almighty. Yeah. Woo! When you let God be first, it seems like all hope is gone. But the Bible says You can enter into these gates with thanksgiving. Come on, somebody. And his courts with praise. I gotta ask the question, is there anybody in this house who, because you have let God be first, you can say, I still have joy. I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. No matter how bad or off key you might sound, don't worry about the person next to you. They don't know the half of everything you've been through. Matter of fact, they don't know what you're going through right now. But if you can make a joyful noise unto the Lord your God, if you can glorify your God who is in heaven, why? Because God is worthy. Oh, he's a worthy. As a matter of fact, when I think about his goodness and all that he's done for me, my soul can cry, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Woo! When I think about his goodness and all he's done for me, my soul can shout, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank God. Somebody let God be first and you let loose in this house. Good God Almighty. Do me a favor. Do me a favor. You just missed it. Don't worry about it. Come here. Come here, Ryan. Come here. Come here. Come here. Y'all got to follow me. What's that first song y'all was singing? What's that first song y'all was singing? We about to open the doors of the church. The very first song. Put it up on the screen. Put it up on the screen. We going to get loose up in here. Come on, somebody. Come on, Reggie. Give me that first song y'all was singing. Y'all ain't with me in here. Come on, somebody. Put your hands together. Here we go. Come on. We're about to open the doors of the church.
Father, Father.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If this word inspired you, please consider sharing it. We ask that you do not alter the content without permission. We invite you to firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Inquiries can be submitted at info@firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Our mailing address is 6210 Betts Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224. Or you can call our offices at 513-681-1011. First Baptist Church, West College Hill, reaching the world without sacrificing the message. First Baptist Church, West College Hill, reaching the world without sacrificing the message.